Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Yud Beis, and we are on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Beis, the last two words, My Kadun. So we just quoted, and again, remember the shiurim are sponsored anonymously for Sechus of Klal Yisrael. So My Kadun. So what is this machlokas about that we just quoted? That machlokas amaram, whether regular isurim, items that get mixed up with each other, Isser B'Heter gets are Batel B'Shishim or Batel B'Meya. Right, that was the machlokas we had. We paskin, as we know, Batel B'Shishim when it comes to Min B'She'en Omino and this taste transfer. We assume that's the what Chazal understood, that you assume everything is like, we said, an onion, Batel V'Kaflot, even if it's a little weaker, but still we need Shishim K'neged the Tam. How do you figure out exactly Shishim? So, you know, how do you figure out the tam? So originally that was a difficult because you pick a professional taster or not. But once Chazal said shishim, then we don't need to taste anything. We just have to know exactly how much fell in, and you go by shishim. But we mentioned it's machlokas, whether it's shishim or it's meya. So the question is, what's the root of that machlokas? My kadun, right? What's the Mara Folda says, b'may pligi, Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Chiya. What is that machlokas about? Shishim or meya? Right, the Gemara says, Hahein amar noste tamim echad mimeya. One of them says, the taste is in 1 to 100. Vahein amar noste tamim echad mishishim. And one says 1 to 60. So which is it? 1 to 100, 1 to 60. So the Gemara says, we'll add in 4 words that are added in by the Rosh Zirlio. Shnehem lemeidim me'el nazir. They both, the source is from the El Nazir. From the El Nazir, who's the El Nazir? So we know that a Nazir, at the end of his Naziris, has to bring a set of Karbanos. After a Nazir finishes being a Nazir, if he becomes Tameh, he has to bring a different set of Karbanos. But if he did what he's supposed to do, and he finishes Naziris, says the Torah, V'zoz Toras HaNazir, B'yom Malos Yimei Nizro. This is what a Nazir does on the day that he finishes, Yavi Oso Al Pesach Al Moed. We'll get back to that Elosha Rez Hashem in a few minutes. He brings Yavi Oso. He brings himself to the door of the Ohel Moed. V'hikrif is karbon al Hashem. And he brings his karbon. What karbon? Keves ben shenaso tamim echad la'ola. He brings one sheep for an ola. V'chavsa achas bashenaso tamima. And he brings a kavsa, he's a female sheep, for a chatas. V'ayalecha tamim shel shlamim. Ola chatas shlamim. That's what he brings. So this shlamim is something special about it. Why? Because as it Torah continues, obviously the ol is totally burned, and then the nazir shaves his head. V'kila chanazir pesach ha'amoyed al esrosh nizro. V'lokaches sa'arosh nizro. What does the nazir do with his hair? He shaves off his head and he burns it under the pot that's cooking the shlamim. V'nasan alo esha asher tevach zavach ha'shlamim. So he's cooking your shlamim. It's a special din daraisa. He cooks the shlamim. V'loka ha-kohen es ha-zroa b'shela min ha-ayil. The kohen takes the zroa b'shela, the right forearm. That's usually a shlamim, right? I have to give the chazeh and the shok to the kohen. Everything else is meant for me. So here, special din daraisa, that the zroa from the animal is cooked and then give it to the kohen. Which, again, sounds like you already give it to him cooked. That's what Chazal Darshan, that you cook the whole ayil, the whole ram in a pot, and then you give the forearm, the zroah, to the kohen. But wait a minute. If I'm giving that to the kohen, the zroah, then obviously that's usher for a Yisrael to eat, but I'm cooking it all together in the pot. So that's where Chazal learn these measurements from, as we're about to see. What is the measurement of the zroa to the rest of the animal, to the rest of the shlamim? It's all being cooked in one pot, then I'm giving it to the kohen. I'm a yisro, and I'm able to eat everything else in the pot, like shlamim. I eat everything else in the pot, but I cooked it with the zroa, which is also to me. So what's the ratio? So that's going to be the machlokas here. Whatever the ratio is, one of them says 1 to 60, and that's why it's mutter. One of them says 1 to 100. But it all comes from this zroa, from the zroa b'shela, from the zroa. So the Gemara says, according to the one that says 1 to 60, that's the shear. So that's because he holds that the zroa is 1/60th of the rest of the ram that you're cooking with. So the zroa is usur for Yisrael, and he's allowed to cook it, right? And therefore, that's the shear. And the one that says 1 to 100 says 1 to 100. So what is the machlokas and metzias? Like, what is it? What are the measurements? you have the zroa compared to the whole animal, what are the measurements? How can they be a machlokas? 1 to 60, 1 to 100. So the Gemara explains. The one that says the shear is 1 to 100 is because you don't count the bones in the zroa. The bones aren't edible. So you don't count the bones as part of the iser. So if you don't have that, then the zroa is smaller. So the zroa is smaller, that's why it's 1 to 100. That's the shear, and that's the shear, that's the model, just like the zroa 1 to 100 is mutter for the Yisrael to eat it, because it's batel. So too, that's the shear 1 to 100. Right? 1 to 100 is going to be mutter to eat. Anything less than that is going to be usr. Uman da amar echan mishishim, according to one that says 160. Einat da mozi etzamas ben azroa. You don't take out the bones. The bones count as part of the iser. So either because, what? He says the bones are kind of soft and therefore they're somewhat edible, right? Or maybe some say, this is just more of an asmachta, not the real makar, so you're allowed to count the bones. But either way, this is the machlokas. They both count zroa, the source is the zroa b'shela. The machlokas is whether you count the bones or not of the zroa to determine 1 to 100 or 1 to 60. The bones, there's a bones mitzvah that we know, and that is, of course, the isser of not breaking bones. That's the isser of the carbon, the Sefer HaChinuch counts it. Well-known Sefer HaChinuch. Well, Sefer HaChinuch makes a comment in many places in his Sefer. For the first time, I think, he says it is a mitzvah tezayin. Mitzvah number 16, that's the isser of breaking the bones of the Karban Pesach. And that is shelo lishbar etzem. Remember, Karban Pesach is a very young animal in its first year. So the bones are pretty soft. So it's very easy that one might break the bones. So one is not allowed to break the bones of the Karban Pesach. And that's where the Sefer HaChinuch develops the idea, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, Luz Karnisi Mitzrayim. So it's all about to remember, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lo Ya'us La'asos Kacha Kim La'aniye Ha'amar Revim. Don't eat like you're famished, like you're a glutton. Eat slowly. Eat calmly. Don't break the bones. Eat Karban Pesach. And eat it even a la sova. But don't break the bones, says the Chinuch. Because that's a way of, that's a ravenous type of eating, and that's not appropriate. It's not appropriate for Bnei Yisrael. Alkein betchilas bo'einu liyaskulas kala amim. Mamlechas kohanim, at the beginning of our becoming a nation, ubekal shana v'shana bo'oso zman, and at every year at that time, ro'i lanu lasos maisim hamarim lanu hamayla hagedola sha'alinu labo'oso shah. We have to act in a way and remember how we are refined. Umitocha ma'isav adimyon, and through that ma'isav shenachlo osim nikva benafshosenu hadavar la'olam. And then the Chinuch says, V'al tachshov b'ni, litvos al dvarai v'lomar, lamaze yitzav osan ha'shev yisbarach la'asos kolei l'zorachar osolaneis. Why do we have to have so many things to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim? And so many types of mitzvahs. And it's where he says, the more we do, the more we're affected. Da ki ha'adam nifal kafi pulosav, as the Chinuch always says, acharei pulosem shachos alavavos, through our mitzvos, we become refined. That's the Chinuch. V'libo v'chol machshvosav tamin achar masav shu oseh bahem. Im tov v'imra. V'yafilu rasha gomor bilvavo. Somebody's a rasha, but he spends his entire day doing chesed. You know what's going to happen? He's going to end up becoming a bal chesed. He's a rasha inside. No. If yera rucho v'yasim hishtad luso v'isko, b'hasmada, b'torah v'mitzvahs, afilu shelo l'shem shamayim. Even if he does it, not for good purposes. Whatever, he's doing it because he wants to get credit. He wants to get all the attention. Miyad yinat elatov. If somebody is very miserly and they spend their day giving tzedaka, it's going to affect them. They're going to end up becoming a bal tzedaka. That's the Chinuch. And it's not only the Chinuch. The Rambam says it in a few places. Remember the Rambam in Pirkei Avos. V'hakol lefi rov ha'maisa. Remember the Rambam says, is it better to give one ani 100 shekel, or is it better to give 100 ani and 1 shekel each? Right? So which is better? So the Rambam says the latter, because you're affected by the maisa that you do. Right? The more actions that we do, the more that we're affected by those actions. That's an idea that many Rishonim, the Chinuch and the Rambam and the Ramban, have this idea of how do we get midas tovos? There is no mitzvah to have midas tovos. How do we get midas tovos? We have midas tovos through mitzvos. Through mitzvos. We spend our day doing the mitzvos Hashem. Those refine us. Good. The Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I heard this formulated like this recently. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, interestingly, he, in his Musar movement, and the Hasidus in a different way, they kind of felt that wasn't enough for us. It wasn't working, right? Because they looked around and said, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, there are many people out there that might know a lot of Torah and do a lot of mitzvahs, but it's not being mashpia on them. And therefore, you know, we need to go more directly to the midos, right? Not just relying on the not breaking the bones and the other actions that we're mandated to do, but, you know, lor musar, right? Go directly, go for the jugular, right? Go directly for the midos, work on your kas, work on your patience, right? All of that is direct, so, right? Because the Rishonim, there was an ideal state, but it wasn't working for all of us. So we needed a more direct pathway, and that was the ideas of Sifrei Musar u'Machshava. Okay, so we continue. So the Gemara says the machlokas between 160 and 1/100 is the same root makar, where you learn it from Zroa B'Sheila. The question is, how do you calculate? Do you take out the bones of the Zroa before you calculate? That was that's the machlokas. And the Gemara now continues. One second, I don't understand. According to the one that says you take out the bones, so it's 1 to 100. Why do you only take out the bones from the Zroa? If they're not edible and they don't count, so take out the bones from the rest of the animal. Right? So, not just take out the Zroa from the bones from the Zroa. Ukshem shat motzi es hatzabas ben hazroa, kachotzi him in the aisle. Take him out from the aisle. So then that should mess up your count. Then that will be much less. You take out all the bones, so then it'll be less than 1 to 60. Right? Less than 1 to 60. So the Gemara says, less yachal. No, you can't take out, you don't take out the bones. The bones of the rest of the animal can be mitztaref, can combine to be mevatel the iser. Why? Because after all, the Tanya, we learned, we had this line way back in Trumos. What does it say there? Ein tinofes shel truma, mitztarefes ema truma leser asachulin. If you have truma, and you have some impurities, you have some inferior part of the truma, and it got mixed up with chulin. So do the impurities, are they mitztarev? So the Gemara says, the truma impurities aren't counted as part of the truma. So when in truma you need 1 to 100 to be mevatel, if there are some impurities with the truma, that they don't count for the oser. But they do count, v'aval tidofa shel chulin, mitztarevis ema chulin lahalos la truma. But the impurities of the chulin do count to be mevatel. Because, again, the impurities aren't considered truma because they're impurities. So whatever's not truma can be mevatel to pater, to mata the iser. So are they chulin? Okay, chulin has more of a flexible definition. Anything not truma is chulin. So therefore, the impurities of the truma do not combine to oser, but the impurities of the chulin combine in order to be part of the ratio to matir. So the same thing here, right? You take out the bones of the oser. The bones aren't part of the oser, but they are part of the matir, right? You could count them for everything else that is around. Good. There is, let's just do a little more, and then we'll talk about bones a little more. Rav Bibi Boy. So Rav Bibi says, well, do you go even further? What did we just say? You leave the bones in the rest of the animal, and that helps to combine to matir the Zeroa B'Sheila, even though you took out the bones of the Zeroa. Says Rav Bibi, wait a minute. Rav Bibi Boy, Tinofel Shel Truma, Ma'osha Titzarif Ma'chulun, Lahalosa Truma. Do you go even further? Right, we just said that the impurities of the truma don't count to oser. The impurities of the chulin count to matir. Could you include the impurities of the truma to matir? Right, if the impurities, if the inferior part of the truma itself can't oser, well, maybe that could be called chulin to matir. Do you go even that far? Right, ma tidofeshal truma maushet the sarifim achulun halos a truma. Does that work? The Gemara says yes. It does. Min ma da amar Rav Huna klipe iser mitztarfos laheter. If you have an egg, inside the egg is a little chick that wasn't hatched yet. That chick is called nevela, right? You're not allowed to eat that chick before it hatches. But the shell's not edible. So if that egg gets mixed up in a bunch of kosher eggs, so can you count the shell of the little nevela chick to help him mitztarev to combine to matter it? Yes. Klifei iser mitztarfos laheter. The shell of the iser itself counts as something on the outside to be mevatel. So hadamra. So too you would say the same thing here. Tinofel shel truma mitztarefes emachulun lahalos ha-truma. The impurities of the truma would be able, not only the impurities of the truma count, of the chulin count to help matir. The impurities of the truma too. That's not called truma, so it could help to be mevatel. And the same thing then you would say about our case of the Zeroa B'Sheila. Not only, you took out the bones of the Zeroa, and it's not part of the oser. But not only that, you would say it's part of the matir. The bones of the zroa would be able to help matir the zroa. And that's even what we paskin, even in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodea, in Simin Sadi Tes, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chatichas Neveila Sheishba, you have a piece of steak. A piece of steak that got mixed up with a bunch of other steaks. Kosher. One non-kosher steak. So you're allowed to count, and they're bones. You didn't debone it. Right? So you're allowed to count the bones in the nevela in order to help combine to matir the piece of nevela. Like our Gemara just said. Chatichas nevela sheishba basar atzamos. A piece of non-kosher steak that have bones and meat. Shenafla l'kederas heter. That fell into a mutter pot of food. Atzamos ha iser mitztarfim heter levata l'iser. The bones of the iser, you could do the ratio. Ve'ein tzorach lomar sha'atzmos ha-heter mitzarfim ha-heter. The bones of the heter, for sure, but even the atzmos ha-iser are matir. Aval ha-moach sheba'atzmos ha-iser, the marrow inside the bones, no, that can't count as heter, that's iser. Right, mitzarfim iser, right, that counts as a mitzarfim iser. Ve'guf ha-kadeh re'ne mitzarefes, the pot itself, does not mitzarf lo ha iser v'lo im ha-heter. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch is matir that. Good. Before we continue with the two dots, the Arzarua. The Arzarua is in Chelek Dalid, talks about, you know what you see from this Gemara? From this Gemara, you have, bone. What if you have bone china or bone kalim? So bone kalim, says the Arzarua, does not require kashering. Because what do you see from here? You see bone isn't oser. And if it's not oser, it's not boleya. Right? It's not. It says, Nira be'enai debekli etzem ein srichen hagala. Says the Arzarua, chelek dalet the simin reish sadi zayin. Why? And what, vimtachav kaf shel etzem choleves. If you take a bone spoon, a milchik bone spoon, and you stick it into a hot fleishik pot, says the Arzarua, it doesn't oser. Because of the Yerushalmi, in Arla, right here. L'tokdeir shel basar, afilu bas yoma, afilu ein bashishim, ein oseres, delo bala menachalav klum. Could you call it a milchik spoon? It's not a milchik spoon. Bone is not boleya, says the Arzarua. V'lo paltan, it doesn't, it's not motzi tokdeir shel basar. V'raya l'davar, he quotes the parallel Gemara, first of all, in Chulin, from about Gidan Asher, about in Paragidan Asher, from Shneim Lodam Du'a El Mizra B'Sheila, and the machlokas, whether you count the bones or not the bones. But you see, either the bones aren't, right? The only question is whether you count them to be mitzaref, but they don't count in the iser. So therefore, the Arzarua assumes this Gemara, and also the Gemara in Hulin has that parallel. Has that parallel. One more line. Tani Rebbi Chiya. Kol Masha Rebbi Chiya says, maybe there's a third measurement by Zerah B'Sheila. What do we have so far? 1 to 100, 1 to 60. Maybe there's one more. What he's going to say, 1 to 99. A little bit different. Tani Rebbi Chiya, Kama Asher Asati L'chav Makam Acher, Hitarti L'chav Kan. Everything I asked you elsewhere, I matured here. Here there's a slight difference. L'fi she'bechal makom mea aser, mea va'od mutter. Usually, what have we said by Truma? When you have one, right, mea, if you have 100 altogether, 1 to 99, that's aser, that's not good enough. That's medume, 1 to 99. Mea va'od mutter. 101 altogether, one truma to 100 chulin, that's mutter. Right? That's where it's batel. Bram hacha, but by here, afilu mea mutter. Here, even one down is mutter. 1 to 99 is also mutter by Zerah B'Sheila. We don't learn, according to Rabbi Chiya, we don't learn from Zerah B'Sheila, like the first two opinions, because Zerah B'Sheila is a chiddush. The Gemara in Chulin talks about what exactly is the chiddush of the Zerah B'Sheila. Some say that you're allowed to be mevatel l'chachila. Right? We didn't even touch on that. Taking the zroa, you're cooking it. That's the din daraisa. You have to cook it, then give it to the kohen. But that's a chiddush that you're allowed to do that because the zroa is also to a yisrael, and you're allowed to cook it. But that is the shita of Rabbi Chiya. So it's the third shita, but it's the one that we would not learn from. Okay. I mentioned earlier that I'll get back to the language of Yavi Oso. So there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Nazir, right? The Nazir that we just said. Let's make two points. Number one, a point that we make often when Nazir comes up. We know a Nazir, as we just said, brings an Ola Achatas and a Shlamim at the end of his Naziris. So to say you bring an ola, that's fine. That's not controversial. You say you bring a shlamim, that's also fine. You could be a volunteer, an ola and a shlamim. The fact that you bring a chatas is unusual. Why would another bring a chatas? You want to say he brings a chatas or a sin offering if he became tamei, so you can say he did something wrong. So that's why he would bring a sin offering. And he does bring if he becomes tamei, he brings two birds, Torah b'nei Yonah, and one's chatas, one's an ola. Right, and then maybe there's an usham involved, but if he didn't do anything wrong, he just finishes the ziris, he brings shlamim, an ola and a chatas. Why does he bring a chatas for? That's the machlokas between the machlokas tanaim. Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amaram, Machlokas Rishonim. Some Tanoim say, Mesechas Tainis, Mesechas Nazir. You know why he brings a Chatas? Because it's bad to be a Nazir. A Nazir is not the ideal behavior. Right? And there's enough things that are Asr in life. You don't have to Asr more things. That's the language of the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam quotes that. The Rambam, B'givachas Deos, says that's why a Nazir brings a Chatas, because it's not the best thing in order to be a nazir, right? Lo dayecha masha asra Torah, ella, but you add on, right? More things that the Torah didn't asr. Where is this Rambam? Here it is. I think it's in Paragimol of Hilchos Deos. Yeah. Tzivu chachamim shelo yimana adam atzmo ella mitvarm shemanato atzara bilvad. V'lo ye asr atzmo mitvarm b'shvuas. V'chol dvarm amutarim. Kachaber chachamim. Lo dayecha masha asra Torah. El shata osir alecha dvarm acherim. Right? You shouldn't do that. And that's why you bring a chatas. Because you went above and beyond in terms of Yisurim. You accepted extra Yisurim on yourself. Not a good idea. That's the Chatas. So that is a Chiddush. That's a sin. But that's the Rambam. And the Nazir is called a Chote. I calls the Nazir a Kadosh. Those Tanam say, no, his hair is Kadosh. His hair is Usur, holy, but not him. But the Ramban holds like the other opinion. The Ramban says, no, a Nazir is holy. A Nazir is a good thing. A Nazir is a Kadosh, not just his hair. What about the Chatas? So this is a Chiddush, and Rabbeinu Bachai points out that this is very unusual. He quotes this from the Ramban, that the Nazir is deciding not to be a Nazir anymore. And that's the sin. It's a sin al shem ha'asid. You've decided to no longer be a Nazir. A Nazir is a good thing. A Nazir is a Kadosh. You're deciding not to be a Nazir. That's why you're a Chote. That's why you bring a Karban Chatas. Right? That's the amazing Shita of the Ramban here in Parshas Nazo. Ki hu ata Nazir b'kdushaso v'yavodes Hashem v'ra'uy hayalo sheyazir la'olam v'yamod kol yamav Nazir v'kadosh le'lokav hishvaka, and therefore, and he's not. V'hinei hu tzara kapara b'shuvo lihitamei b'tavas ha'olam. Wow. Big Chiddush. That's the Rambam and the Ramban. But one other Hara about the Nazir, and that's the Lashon that's used, that on the last day of his Naziris, who, the language is, B'yom Los Yimei Nizro, Yavi Oso Al Pesach HaMoed. Yavi Oso. What's Yavi Oso? So Chazal say, three times it says, Yavi Atzmo, a language of the Torah, Yavi Oso means Yavi Is Atzmo. He brings himself. He brings himself. It's a strange lashon, though. Yavi Oso. Sevesh Chachma says Pashup Shada might say Oso is referring to his hair. He brings his hair to the Pesach HaMoed and cooks it and burns it. But Chazal say Yavi Oso, he brings himself. Why does it say Yavi Es Atzmo, as if like somebody else is bringing him? Says the Mesh Chachma, because the goal of life, like Naziris or any type of Avodas Hashem, is to reach the level that we're not biased about ourselves. Because most often we don't treat ourselves the same as we treat everybody else. Everybody else, we have a certain standard of what we think they should be doing. And with us, we're a little more flexible. And we're down the cup. We have no problem being down the cup schools ourselves. Other people, a little harder. Right? It's a harder standard. So, says the Meshech Chachma, how long should a person be a Nazir for? It doesn't say in the Torah. Okay, there's a gematria, a 30 days. But it doesn't say. It's basically however long you need to perfect yourself in Avodas Hashem. So no, it depends how long. What's your level of perfection? When you could reach the level that you and other people are equal in your mind. Where you give yourself the same level of objective standards as everyone else. Yisha'er ha'kol achad yisha'er b'nafsho. Izman zeh yaspik l'gdor. Kshu mistakel al inyani atzmo kimabit al mifalos achirim. Ulevavo eino chashud ba'avas atzmo. Then you know you've reached it. And that's why you have the lashon of yavi oso. It's as if you're bringing someone else when you bring yourself. That's the beautiful lashon of the Meshech Chachma. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, the last four words. We skip the word tuv. Im hosef asayim aser. Remember what was the case we had in our Mishnah? The Mishnah said, if you have a tree that's not arla anymore, and you put it into the ground, you put it under the ground, and you brought it up later on, and you bent it, and then it gets detached. We said yesterday, it doesn't become aser right away. Right? The arla fruit on it are mutter. The non-arla fruit are mutter. They grew after arla. But now, if you leave it, now the branch that was now detached in the ground, as it grows, if it grows 1/200, that was asers. Because now, in your fruit, it's mostly non-arla, but 1/200 is the isra of arla. The base of Yanai Misharin, how do you know when it grows 1/200? It's hard to know. He says you have to be Mishar, you have to estimate Bahadein Yarbuza. Take out a Yarbuza. That was a common, I don't know, growth in those days, some type of herb. And that Yarbuza, what do you do? Ketzad yodeya, Rabibi b'shem Rabbi Chanina, locate echad u'meniech echad. Mashazeh pocheiz v'zeh mosef. The Yarbuza was a type of growth that they did experiments, and as it dried out after you detached it, the same rate of drying out was the rate of as it grew when it was attached. Right, the same rate. And therefore, that's what you use, right? And therefore, the easy way to figure out how much something grows is they did this by a Yarbuza, but you could use it for everything, right? Figure out what's the rate of drying out after you detach something. And whatever percentage that is, that's what you do for how you figure out how much it grew, you know, in its attached state. The Rambam quotes this, and he has one version of how to do this experiment. And the Ravid says, I don't know, the Rambam's saying, you figure how long it takes the whole thing to dry out. It could be like a week, 2 weeks. I have a much better idea, says the Ravid. You wait a half an hour. How much did it dry out in half an hour? And that's the ratio. And then you double it for an hour, and you quadruple it for 2 hours. And the Ravid says, I have a much simpler way to do it. In half an hour. Hey, chav beis and kilayim. Vaiter, says the Mishnah. Nitiya shel olav shel kilayah karim shenis arvu. So new type of case. I have an arla plant. I got mixed up. I have a whole field and one of them is an arla plant. I forgot which one. Or kilayah karim. I got mixed up. So, binitios harez elo yilko. You cannot harvest. You cannot harvest any. Why? Because mechubar is not batel. And even if it's one tree in 1,000, it's not batel. So what do? You have one arla tree, you have one kilai hakarim tree, now your whole field is aser, because it's not batel. So, v'imlikate, if you did harvest it, by accident, maybe you didn't know this was the halacha, maybe you didn't realize till afterwards, so then yalu bechudu matayim, that it'll be batel, 1 to 200. Right, we know arla is batel 1 to 200. Right, trum is 1 to 100, as we said, arla and kilai hakarim is 1 to 200. Ubavachali is kavin loko, but you can't do it on purpose. You can't do it on purpose because that would be aim of atlan is lachadchila. As we've said, the Mishnah is in trumos. Rabbi Yosi Omer Avi is kavin liyilko v'yalu bechadu matayim. We'll see in the Gemara more about this machlokas. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you can. Usually you can't be mevatel lachadchila, but this is an impossible situation. You have your whole field; it's going to be also because of one. So one can harvest. Memela, it becomes batel. Right? The Mara Folda here says shadavar azeh milso de lo shricha. It's not common. Shein adam oser karmo, but itia achas memezid, and therefore lo gazeh be'rabanan in this case. We'll see more about the Shem in the Gemara, but just to do a little more. Netia shel arla, netia shel kilei hakarem. One second. You have one kilei hakarem. What's kilei hakarem? Again, you planted vegetables or grain in proximity of your vine, of your vineyard. So how in the world would that only oser one vine? Right, we learned in Kilayim, it asers within four amos, so what's the case here? You have one vine that became aser, and you're not sure amongst other vines. Follow, kol ha-netiyos eilin kilayim bekerem, all the netiyos are in kilayim bekerem, right? It asers the whole vineyard. Answer, keni masnis aruga shel kilayim bekerem. You're right, no. You had, let's say, a whole bed of, I don't know, tvua, of grain. And you had one vine that was growing, and then it got ripped out. So in that case, it only ossered one bed of grain. So that's a case where it wouldn't be the whole thing. And Rabbi Yosi Berabi Mastisa Ruga Shukala Karim. Also, Rabbi Yosi Berabi says that's the case. Rabbi Yosi Berabi Boon, a different answer. How could you only have one vine that became ossered? Kishahevi Otsitsnaka Vavir Tachazagefen. You're walking with a potted plant perforated, right? It has a hole in the bottom. You're taking home your plant from the store. And there happens to be, you're passing by a vineyard, and the vines are sticking out of the vineyard and hanging, like, separately. And you went with your perforated flower pot under the edge of one of the vineyards. So only that, only under a vine. So only that vine. It was only in proximity of that vine. So that's another way that you can find that is Nasar. So that is the two different possibilities. But again, mechubar is not batel. So that would be a problem. So the question is, can you make it unmechubar, right? Can you make it talish? That was the shaila. Maybe next time we'll start a little bit with kilayim to review some of the yesodos, all the different types of kilayim, and then by the Hashem we continue with Arla, Daf, Yud Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.